Sun, 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 sun is Bird Note. Any hobby or special interest has its own jargon. You'll pick up on the silly slang that birders use as you go, like calling the yellow-rumped warbler butterbutt. Still, learning a few basics of bird vocab is useful when you're starting out. It'll help you ask better questions when you're confused. And there's a good place to look for those vocab terms: the opening pages of a bird field guide. Most of the book is made up of species descriptions, but the first few sections have general info about what to call the different parts of a bird, basics on bird behavior, and birding tips. So it's a quick and helpful read before a trip to find birds. For now, here are a few vocab words to get you started. The feathers on top of a bird's head are called the crown. Bird vocalizations come in two general types: songs, used to attract mates, and calls, with other meanings such as alarm or just, "Hey, I'm over here." The bright white lines found on many songbirds' wings are called wing bars. Like any language, the more you immerse yourself, the faster you'll learn. For Bird Note, I'm Jonies Franklin.
This is Bird Note.
And this is CGSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. I love Bird Note. That's one of my favorite PSAs, and one of the favorite PSAs that we run at the station. And the songs that we were playing before that is by a Canadian band called Caribou. The first two were off their 2010 album Swim, and it was Odessa followed by Sun. The last one after that was a single, Waiting So Long, recent release, latest release. We're back with Zarina. Welcome back.
Thank you. Welcome back to you too.
While the music plays, we step out of the recording booth for a bit and have some tea and some water and chat real quick.
We need the warm tea to keep us going.
Yeah. Honestly, in February, I live off of warm tea. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like it's also just the most soothing after your whole like radio talk sesh to like drink some very cool, not cooling, I guess, but like warming thing for yourself.
Warms the soul,
exactly.
Tea for the soul.
I feel like that's something you appreciate as you get older too, is tea. For sure.
Definitely. Like,
that's how you can tell you're aging. It's when your tea gets, you know, a little bit, when your tea cabinet gets a bit more full.
Oh, yeah.
Some diversity in there.
You get excited about picking up a new tea, mm-hmm. right alongside. You get excited about picking up a new
mug.
Oh, the mugs. I think my dad's getting a bit annoyed with me for how many mugs I've added to our kitchen cabinet.
So nice,
I love mugs.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's nice to be at home with your family. It is nice.
I come from a European family where it's very culturally appropriate to stay with your parents well into the
I think it should depths. Be universal. I think that should be a universal thing. If I could choose, I would still live with my parents, but too bad for higher education. My family is back in Bali, in Indonesia, but it does feel like I live with them because they're FaceTiming me all the time.
I love that.
We FaceTime a lot, and that's why I do feel like at the end of the day we're still in each other's lives because of that. And it's so close. Like, I don't know what I would do if I lived in a different, you know, century that didn't have this instant access through face as well. Like, it's so crazy to imagine that they didn't have that before. I don't know. My mom was telling me about stories when she was growing up and traveling and not like just writing her mom letters. I was like, oh my gosh, if my mom only got a letter from me, it would be such a different experience than being able to like call and see each other. And I feel really grateful to have a good relationship with my family.
That's good. I think whenever I speak to especially young students that come to university coming from another country where they obviously grew up somewhere completely different, that launches you into necessary adulthood. You suddenly must be independent and make your decisions for yourself, and you must not only, you know, pick yourself up in the morning and make your own breakfast, but it goes to, you have to pay your own bills and you have to find your own home, and you do everything on your own as well, figure out your own medical MSP number and find how to get from one end of the city to another when you've completely transplanted yourself elsewhere and you have no family to help you. It launches you into adulthood.
Yeah, and I've done that a lot, actually. Like, my entire university experience has also been a lot of study abroad, if that makes sense. Yeah, so I did, yeah, like, a study abroad. I went on a semester at sea. It's like a ship, basically, and you study on a ship for 4 months, and you go around, like, our trip was around the Mediterranean, so it was awesome. Like,
that's really cool.
Yeah, once in a lifetime opportunity. And then I also went to Prague. That's so, like, I went in semester at sea in 2022, and then I went to Prague in 2024 and Charles University there, and we lived with my best friend who I met in high school. And yeah, I feel like that's, like, one of the things that I constantly was reinventing myself. And something that I'm learning now is actually what it means to stay somewhere, you know? What it means to build roots, what it means to, like, have a stable, I guess, connection to both the land and the community, right? And so I think that that's something I'm really happy that SFU has given me, too. Just, like, being in Canada and everything has taught me a lot about what it means to take time and, like, really spend that energy in one place and for one community. So super cool. But you learn a lot when you travel, for sure, for mm-hmm. sure. Is that something that you are looking forward to doing in the future?
Traveling, yeah. I've planted my roots pretty firmly after my family moved here to Vancouver. I find that I would want my roots to be tied to my family, especially while I still have the privilege of having my parents parents with me. I like Vancouver, as with everyone in Vancouver, or most people in Vancouver that live in the cities. I can imagine one of the biggest reasons we stay here, despite the insane housing costs, is the Vancouver summer. I love the Vancouver summer.
It's coming so soon.
And it's that's one of the reasons I love planting my roots in somewhere that's beautiful. I'm comfortable here.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You know, I've never been camping.
Really?
In like BC. Yeah. I feel like that's just one of those summer things that I'm so excited to do. Every time it's summer, I end up like traveling or like, I don't know, going home, like back to Bali or something. And I never really get to like stay in Vancouver and like do the Vancouver stuff. But camping to me is, that's a summer Vancouver thing I want to do. Off
Definitely
Vancouver.
Lower mainland for sure. I mean, you can go past like West Van, go up into Squamish. Oh, there's lots of places to
have you
camp
gone
there.
Have you gone camping before here?
I've gone camping many times. My favorite is if you head east, like past mm-hmm. Chilliwack, or if you go, even if you just like stay in like the just east of the Pitt River, and you stay like in the Golden Ears Provincial Park. That's a really pretty place to
yeah to I've been walking
well.
Around Golden Ears, but I haven't camped there. So I'm excited, maybe one day we'll do that in the summer. There are so many things to do.
It's a good place to I think if I were to plant roots permanently anywhere other than Vancouver, it would have to be in somewhere that has easy access to nature.
Totally. Yeah.
I think one of the reasons I like Vancouver so much is that there's a city in the middle of nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be difficult for me if I tried to move to like Toronto or something.
I've never been to Toronto.
Me neither.
Yeah. I feel like, but my idea of Toronto is just like yours, like city. Like even yeah. just like going downtown, I get very overwhelmed by just the amount of tall glass buildings and no escape. It's just alleys, just alleys and nothing else. Yeah, we're lucky though, we have like a nice waterfront and stuff, so
yeah.
I think that's what you learn as well. I feel like we've deviated from this like coming of age story.
We can talk about whatever we want.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know, when you're older, you appreciate different things, you know? Like, you're not looking to, like, just be where the crazy's at, if that makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. be where everyone is doing things. Sometimes you appreciate the suburbs. Like, I love my little suburb area. I'm, like, right by the P&E, and it's still, like, super cozy and residential and chill. People walking their dogs and hanging out, and you can see the sky and the trees, and like, I think that that's something that I definitely can't wait for, is like, you know, being a part of a community further than just like living somewhere, like being like able to be in some ways symbiotic with not just the land but with the people as well.
Mm-hmm. Have you found that you like the culture of Vancouver?
I like the outskirts of Vancouver more than like the inner Vancouver, you mm-hmm. know, if that makes sense. Like, I think that I can deal really well with like kind of the commercial kind of Main Street
hipster
science
area.
World. Like, I would say arts and culture area yeah. more.
Yeah.
Hipster.
That's an outdated word.
Makes me sound hip. Makes you sound hip. I like it.
My bad.
I've been called Unk recently.
Dude, yeah, I got
like,
called
actually,
Unk.
Actually, it's crazy. I'm like, this doesn't make sense. But it also does at the same time. I'm like, don't associate me with your class of interests. Like, I'm very happy to be Unk right now. I feel like we grew up in a great time. Like, I actually think that a lot of the coolest things happened in our generation, just in terms of trajectories of life and like changing, like things change. We actually were the last generation to actually experience what it was like pre like internet AI crazy. Yeah. Like, I feel like the new generations now have like developed in such a saturated society, and we do have the resemblance of this nostalgic, like
coming from analog media.
Exactly. Yeah. Analog media. I'm doing a documentary on analog media.
Tell me about it.
It's for class. It's a communications course on video design for social change, and we're making a little documentary, I guess, like about, I feel like it's going to be a documentary, but maybe like a docu-series, like little short like stories of people who've chose to live analog. And I kind of wanted to bring up the radio part of that too, because mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people who don't listen to the radio, when they figure out that things are still happening on here, they get a lot more intrigued because of that like intimacy that you're missing online. To like actually have radio hosts that are talking at you and for an ephemeral moment, you know, it brings so much more of that, like, I guess, organic dopamine, you know,
totally.
Not knowing what next somebody's going to say next or what song they're going to play next. So, yeah, I feel like that's a really cool part about the end of my degree right now. I get to actually do projects that I'm really interested in and hopefully propel me and project me into different like areas of creativity and stuff. So mm-hmm. if there's any analog people out there, please HMU.
Nice.
SZM1@sfu.ca.
Nice.
That's my SFU. If you are listening and are like, this is me, I'm an analog person and I love it, and would like to be a part of a documentary, let me know. Thought I'd shoot my shot.
Please do. I think a interesting aspect of analog media as well is that it's human made.
Mm-hmm. Totally human
and
made.
And how you were saying as well about the fact that it's, you know, something new all the time. The fact that it's new is that it's coming out of our heads. A lot of the mm-hmm. Recycled content, especially the AI made content, feels like it's just the same thing over and over again, and it feels so good to absorb media that's clearly made by humans out of passion and creativity and some weird stuff that came out of their imagination, and that's also one of the reasons I love radio, and that's also one of the reasons I really like indie video games. I really appreciate people that get weird and wacky with it and let their creativity run. And then especially if they start like, I don't know, like publishing it on like CDs, you know, now in 2026. And I love a good CD. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, making zines and stuff like that, and give it to me on a physical piece of media. I love it. I want to collect it. I want to be like a crow. Let me collect some shiny pieces of creativity, you know?
That's pretty awesome, too, because you get to have that, like, artifact in your hands, and it becomes, like, something that's tangible and something that also holds a lot of, I don't know, collective energy. Like, the more you pass things around, the more you're able to share things. It's really cool. But it does cost a lot to print a good quality zine. So
yes.
Recognize that there are limits to that. But at the end of the day, Staples works just as well. Like, yeah. there's always a move and a push towards these, like, tactile and creative endeavors right now. And I think that's what we need to hone in on in this generation. I've been doing a lot of open mics recently, too.
Mm-hmm.
East Cafe. Every Thursday, it's pretty much the most, like, fun experience to just play music and, you know, not have to worry about how people are going to receive it, because everyone is just super kind. And then they have a jam session at the end. And
nice.
Sometimes I hop on the mic and just jam and just off the dome, sing some silly sayings and songs. And it's just so fun to make music with people and, like, be creative in the same space as somebody. I think right now we've considered art to be this, like, maybe put too much weight on, like, the aesthetics of it and put less weight on just the act of doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so just the act of creating in community is in itself, like, liberating, and it's part of, like, resistance in the best ways. And that's something you also recognize and really love the more you get older, is just, like, it's like the acts of play. Like, we need to have recess. Like, why don't we have, like, playtime anymore? Like, we need to reincorporate this into our work day. Like, don't call it lunch, call it recess. And so we have, like, in our minds that we can do something that's playful and fun, and it's not just, like, a way to, like, consume before we have to, like, you know, act again, if that makes sense.
I also advocate for incorporating nap time.
Yeah, nap time. But, like, that's what recess was, like, whatever you wanted it to be when you were younger, right? Like, there are people during recess that would just, like, hang out inside the class. People during recess that would go and play, like, football. People during recess that would go, like, yeah, play music. And people that would just talk to teachers. I don't know why, but that was me during recess. I would always talk to my teacher. And I'd be, like, now realizing that it's their recess too. Like, they probably wanted a break. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's so true.
And I was like, oh gosh.
That's,
like,
so true.
Looking back, I can tell why I always got effective communicator awards.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I always got too talkative written on my report cards.
Yeah. That's, like, the nice way of saying too talkative. Like,
yeah.
They give you an award for it. Be like,
you were
oh,
an effective
communicated
speaker.
Enough this semester. Okay, next year let's not get the award.
Yeah, yeah. You did plenty. Good job. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Speaking of analog, I wanted to also give a shout out to one of the shows here at CJSF. It's called Analog Archives. It's run by our resident journalist, Danny. Love Danny. It's Thursdays at 6 p.m. He explores our library of tens of thousands of hard copies of records, CDs, and tapes, and he pulls out a dusty old record or tape from our archive and explores the songs and explores the history of the artist. And occasionally he even gets an interview with the artist. So you guys should tune into that Thursdays at 6 p.m. This has been CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining us, Zarina.
Thank you for having me. This was awesome. I had so much fun.
I'm so glad. It's so important to be intentional in becoming an adult and finding your happiness and finding your optimism. And I'm so glad that we were able to be intentional and optimistic in finding our happiness here today.
Yes, me too. I think we should get an award for that. Yeah, we should start giving out more awards.
For sure. Okay, thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.